You can be seated as we prepare our hearts for communion. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul says, "May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." We give thanks when we get something. Does that make sense? I don't come and say, "Hey, thanks for..." It's awkward when I come and say, you know, "Hey, thanks for that gift. I really..." And you're like, "That wasn't me. I didn't give that to you." It's awkward, right? You ever done that? You thank the wrong person for something? It's like, "Oh, sorry, that was really uncomfortable." We thank God because he is the giver of all good things. So it is appropriate to thank God. And when we say we give thanks, this is one of the grounds for giving thanks. This is one of the basis, one of the reasons why we give thanks. We give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of life, saints in light. The Father, God the Father, has qualified me. So when there's an inheritance, there might be certain requirements you need to meet in order to receive the inheritance. There might be something you need to do, a place you need to be, whatever that looks like, in order for you to get the inheritance. God has qualified us. There's nothing I can do to qualify myself. I am not sufficient. I have nothing. I can't meet the requirements. I am incapable of meeting the requirements to participate in this inheritance. And this is amazing because there's nothing I have to do. This says, "I give thanks to the Father who has qualified you." Through what Jesus did on the cross, he has made me sufficient. He has qualified me. He has met the requirements for me so that now I can participate in the inheritance, in all the blessings that are coming to the saints. I get in on that, not because of anything I've earned, any requirements I've met, but simply because Jesus, through his substitutionary death on the cross, where he took my place, he met all the requirements. All have sinned and fall short of the requirements. And Jesus met those requirements perfectly. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we remember when we take bread and juice, symbols of Jesus' body and blood broken for us, poured out in our place as our substitute. Just soak in that for a minute and enjoy the thought that he has qualified you to participate in the inheritance. Nothing you could do. He qualified you. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. As you reflect on that, we'll pray, we'll pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to participate with us. If you're not a believer in Jesus, just let it pass by. This is an opportunity for us to reflect on what Jesus did for us. Let's give him thanks. Father, we say thank you. Because you are the giver of all good gifts, and you are the one who through Jesus Christ has met the requirements that I fall so desperately short of. You demand absolute perfection, and Jesus lived an absolutely perfect life, pleasing to you in all things. He left no good undone that should have been done. He did it all. And he took every sin of mine in his body on the tree and paid the price in full. And for that we are so grateful. We say thank you. When we fall so far short, you met the requirements and you invite us in. Thank you, Jesus, for paying that price, for earning for us the right to be included in the inheritance forever. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus, you are so full of grace to die in the place of a sinner to purchase for us your forgiveness.
Thank you.
Thank you for your body broken, for your blood poured out, the cost at which our salvation comes. We say thank you and we remember. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.